So how was the scrimmage today? What was your impression?
You know, there was some ups and some downs. You know, it's still, it was our first scrimmage, and truthfully, since I've been here, the first scrimmage has always been the way it was today.
How are you adjusting to the new A-backs and B-backs, and how are they adjusting to you?
I think everybody's doing fine, you know, and just adjusting to each other. We just have to go out there and play faster and, you know, do what we need to do and, you know, get on. I guess everybody get their assignments done.
That's not as everyone knows about how hard the offensive line's been over the years, but they've also had a great job, especially last year, keeping you from getting hit. Talk about your confidence in the offensive line, not only to open holes, but to keep you upright.
I feel pretty confident, you know, with the guys we got up there. We only missing one from last year. And I feel like the guy, whoever steps up and takes that spot right now, I think it would be, you know, just as good. So I feel like right now, even when we drop back, you know, I feel pretty protected.
Justin, in what areas have you tried to improve the most since last year?
In every aspect of the game. You know, I'm not just going to work on one thing. So, I mean, everything that I worked on the year before is the same thing that I worked on this year.
Can you talk about Broderick's return? And I know you've been watching him closely, you know, the whole way. Have you seen him gain confidence through this first week? Did you sense any apprehension about the first hit and that kind of thing?
I didn't really pay too much attention to it, but you know, just him being out there, you know, is a big part of our offense, and just see him doing the things that he's doing is, you know, it's great. You know, he even said that, you know, after the first few hits, he kind of, you know, felt better. You know, he just wanted to get that out of the way, and I think going forward, he's just gonna keep improving.
Justin, of course, when you play quarterback in Paul's system, you always are the hunted, but now with the team being ranked 17th in the preseason polls and pretty much a favorite to win the Coastal Division, how do you guys deal with now going from being the hunter to really kind of being the hunted?
You don't change anything. We go out there and still play our game. You know, we play against ourselves pretty much. You know, we want to go out there and control the ball, you know, move the ball on offense and get big stops on defense, you know. From last year to this year, you know, we're going to be the same team. There's nothing going to change about it.
Justin, now talk about the receivers so far. And of course, you have to replace the DeAndre and Darren, but how have Michael and Ricky looked so far to you?
I think from last year to this point, I think they stepped up a lot. You know, just playing with more confidence, you know, especially these past few practices. You know, they've been catching balls, getting open, you know, things they weren't doing in the past, but I think now they know that they have to get the they're gonna be, you know, the main two guys, you know, that we have right now. And the other guys also are stepping up behind them. So right now I think they're doing good. You know, Antonio's been having a few good days, and you know, Brad's even been having a few good days out there. So I think so far it's gonna be a variety of different guys that's gonna be touching the ball this year.
I asked DJ about if you noticed you've gotten better, and one thing you mentioned was that you felt like maybe you were going through your progressions, you're able to go through more. Can you speak to that a little bit and talk about just whether you feel like just more patient or if the game's maybe slowing down a little bit for you in that way?
I guess you can say that. Just going out there, knowing where the guys will be at and when they should be there, you know, I can kind of, you know, go through 1, 2, and 3 of my progressions and try to sit in the pocket a little bit longer before I go and I do what I do. And, you know, I think right now it's been working. You know, I feel more comfortable in the pocket. And
you know, Coach Cook said one of the things that he wanted to see was your footwork improve in some areas, and particularly in drops, and how that impacts, you know, that aspect of your game too, making reads and going through your progressions. Do you feel like that's an area that you've improved upon so far through camp?
Truthfully, I don't really think about, you know, footwork and all that. I go play. You know, if it's a 5-step drop, I take a 5-step drop, and when I throw the ball, you know, I throw it. I don't really pay too much attention to where my feet placement is.
To you, how would you define toughness as a team, and where are you guys in developing that?
I guess I would just say, you know, when things aren't going your way, you know, who's going to be the guy to step up and make something happen? You know, right now, that's what we're looking for, you know, somebody that can make that big play when we need it, even on the defensive side, who's going to step up. So right now, going through these last few days of camp, that's right now the person that we need to find, the person that we're looking for.
Justin, you've mentioned this summer that you've been more on the same page with Coach Johnson in terms of what types of plays would be called. Do you think that's going to translate into more freedom when you get on the field and dictate the course of the play?
I mean, I have just as much, you know, freedom I have on any play in any game since last year. You know, it's all going in as games, but I'm not just going to call an off-the-wall play. You know, so it's in the system, it's within the system, and I'll check the play if it needs to be checked.
Justin, what kind of things do you do as you lead your team personally, not just on the field, but off the field as well? What types of mechanisms do you use on the field? What kinds of characteristic traits do you personally use?
Truthfully, I don't really do much. You know, I lead more by example, if anything, on the field. You know, if I see something that I feel like can be corrected, you know, I'll talk to them one-on-one. You know, I'll, you know, just ask them, what did you see? Just so I can get on the same page and how they're thinking. And so far, that's what I've been doing with the guys, and it's been working.
Anything else for Justin? All right, Justin, appreciate your time today. Thank you.